This is Thursday, November 19th. Field workers Mary Belan and Doris Dian talking with Alice Osceola about basketry. Alice?
Hmm?
When did you make your first basket? Was it
long time ago? Mm-hmm.
Did you learn from your mother?
Huh?
Did you learn from your mother?
Mm-hmm.
What was your mother's name?
I don't know.
You don't?
Long time past.
A long time past.
Mm-hmm.
We ask Alice when she learned to make baskets.
When she made?
How old was she when she made her first basket?
She's about 14, I think.
Was her first basket a sweetgrass basket?
No, not that small one, single one.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Did she learn from her mother?
No, she never done this at the same way. Yeah, her mother.
What was her mother's name?
That's way back. Nobody don't understand name.
Ah.
Somebody gave me a name. When I was up there at Silver Springs,
mm-hmm.
I worked there 11 years up there. To Ross Allen. He died.
Yes.
She's about 14, I think.
Uh-huh.
But her mother's name, somebody gave it to him. Her. Morning Star.
Morning Star?
Yeah.
Did Alice grow up here in Hollywood?
No. I don't know exactly where I'm from.
When?
What?
Where did she grow up?
Oh, I don't know exactly where I'm from. Where? Tamiami Trail? Yeah.
Ask Alice if she ever saw the baskets made out of palmetto stems.
Palmetto? What is a palmetto?
Yeah. The corn sifter. The Shagalet. Kalapet.
Shagalet, yeah.
Shagalet?
Yes.
Uh-huh. At the sheaf of corn.
Yes.
How you want to know?
We want to know if she ever saw those in use.
Oh, is that a sector?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Does she know how to make one?
Yeah, she saw them there. They make all kinds. But she knew them. She makes some, but you know when easy this thing here, when they finish, she don't know how to do it.
Oh, she doesn't know how to end the basket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ask her what the Seminole name is for the sweet grass.
Just grass.
Just grass. There's no special Seminole.
No.
I see. Is there a special Seminole word for the basket, the sweetgrass basket?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that name for that basket. Shanji.
Shanji.
Yeah.
You make it.
Shanji.
By the little room.
That is for them there.
Oui. Yeah, Shanji. That basket over there.
Right. Would that be for any basket that's made out of the sweet grass? All style baskets like this would be called Shanji.
Yeah. Just in one name on it.
There's one name. Do the colors in the basket?
No, just those color thread. That's all.
What did they use to sew the baskets with before thread?
Now I'm some more talking about young. Oh, young. I decided.
That is a more steam top.
I'm more talking.
More it.
I don't think they are more made it basket without a...
They were always made then with this kind of thread. How do you use this kind of basket? Is this used in your home?
And most of them, most sell them.
For tourism?
Yeah.
They're sold?
Anybody want to buy it, I don't know, 5, 6, 7. All of those.
Alice has been in several exhibits. Is that right? Her work is, her baskets are shown all over and they're sold at the Seminole Arts and Crafts Center.
Yeah.
Does she also make a basket that has a doll head on top?
Yeah, she make with an Indian
head on.
Yeah.
Does she also make the pin cushion? It's like a doll with a basket in the bottom.
What is it, pin cushion?
Pin cushion. Pin cushion. Yes, it's a little.
Oh, you mean the put needle?
Yes.
Yeah, she used to make some, but it's too much work.
Ask her where she gets the grass from.
Different price places.
Does she go gather it herself?
Herself, and sometimes somebody bring them in and buy them.
What kind of land does this grow on? Does she? Where does she look for?
Mostly high land, where the palmetto and Pine Ridge, you know, like this, and Mark Lee, I know on the other side of Okeechobee. But you can't find them around here. It used to be some over here at the county line, but somebody plotted away.
How long does it take her to make a basket about this size?
About 2 days she started working on them yesterday.
It takes about 2 days then to finish a big basket like that. What is the biggest basket that Alice has made? How tall?
That's it.
A little bit taller than that.
Yeah.
Does she ever make them with more humps? This basket has 2 humps.
Yeah, just one sometimes.
Just one? Mm-hmm. Does she ever make one with 3 humps?
Yeah.
Sometimes with 3. Mm-hmm. Is it harder to make a basket that has, that goes in and out and in and out like
To me, I don't like that kind of talk. I want it just to run, you know.
Uh-huh. Ask her if there's any special meaning to putting a lid on the basket.
How'd
you say?
We heard that a young girl should not make a basket with a lid until after her children are gone. Is that bad luck to put a lid on the basket if you have children?
No, I don't think so. That might be anything.
Are the young people today in the Seminole tribe interested in learning how to make the baskets?
Some of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
I got a daughter. She works in the office over there, tribal office.
Is that Theta?
She makes some small ones. Sanji Pishwas had to know about Zaydi. I know she had it, a small one, you know, about like this.
Yes.
But she done sold it yesterday.
Oh.
I want to show you all.
Oh. You know. Does Alice have a doll basket that we could see with a doll head on it?
Yeah, that's it. No.
No, not this time. Does she also make patchwork? The designs for the skirts?
Patchwork?
The designs, the Indian designs, does Alice do this work too?
Yeah, I used to make a jacket and dresses.
And uh-huh. Is this a little girl's dress?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
I see this little girl.
That's hard work. That's hard work.
Yeah.
Do you have a question, Doris?
Does Mr. Osceola, did he ever make baskets? Did you ever make baskets?
Huh?
Did you ever make baskets?
No.
Do very many men make baskets?
No.
It's not something that the men do.
Mm-hmm. All I know is that women folks.
It's women's.
She kind of women there, that's it.
Do you have the shuttle in your home? Do you still use it?
Corn?
Mm-hmm, the corn sifter?
No, but done away with it.
Ah. they no longer use it.
Uh-huh.
But you still eat corn?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you make softy?
Yeah.
we've never had softy.
Next time you're off time, I'll cook it for you.
Oh, well, we'll write and tell you then.
I got something really nice here. Yeah,
oh, you make the knives?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was doing around the corner.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, these are nice. What kind of wood is this?
That's a cypress tree, but it's not fresh.
It's been drying for a while?
No. Is that the same kind of wood that you use to make the ball sticks, you know, for playing stick ball?
Sometimes it'd be different wood.
What are the best kinds, do you know, for that?
Out of the canal, you know, I don't know what you call them, I forget. They make some of those, you know, that kind of wood.
It has to be able to bend.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
bend around the wood like this, you know.
In the
tied together.
Canal, is it called?
That's from the canals.
Oh, from the canal.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What? Have you ever played stickball?
Yeah. When I was young, I
used to play. How many people are on a team?
Sometimes about 20. Oh, bunch of.
A lot, as many people as want can play?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the ball made out of?
Deer skin and deer hair, you know, fat, what's it called?
Oh, the leather.
Hair.
Yeah.
Oh, the hair.
So that's what it's inside.
And the sand, too, you know, put it in there and sew it back together.
Do you have one of those balls we could see?
No.
That's a long time ago.
she got to go to Miami. She wants to get ready now. Well,
thank you. We appreciate your time.
Well, maybe we have better time next time.
Are you selling your knives?
Yeah.
Could we buy one to take back?
Which one you want?
This one?
Which is the best one?
You choose one for us to buy. Thank you. Doris, do you want to take the tape?